Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest. Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Well, hello, my witchy poo. How are you, you? I mean, I'm losing, like, different options to say hello to you. But I'll come up with more.
I like the echo. It's a clapback. I'm doing very well in my outfit. How are you?
Oh, that's a good clapback. I like it. You know, I'm feeling a little frisky today.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just for
how
fun.
How is that different from every day?
I don't understand. It's not different.
And I love that about you.
Yeah. You know, I got a good night's sleep, so that counts.
Oh, that always helps.
Yeah.
So I just want to remind you, or maybe it's not a reminder, maybe it's telling you, we've had a couple of requests for some keto treats. So just in case, if you have a favorite keto source, you want to share it here.
That would be my wife. I mean, she's my keto source. I mean, she's magnificent.
Suzanne.com.
Suzanne.com. Okay. There is a cookie called Catalina cookies, and they are keto and they look like Oreos. And if you eat too many of them, I'm just going to warn you, again, they'll get gassy.
We avoid that.
Or you don't, or they're just delicious and you realize that there's always a price to pay. You always talk about paying a price. So when you eat too many keto cookies,
karmic balancing people.
you might have a price to pay.
Okay. So Catalina cookies, is that with a C or a K?
It's with a C, but good question.
Thank you so much. So no DMs. You guys got it here. So you're good.
They're really good though.
Okay. Excellent.
We are calling this episode. We're just going to jump into it. There's no horse shitting because we got like a big, like, this would normally be an insider's insight, but it's one person.
And it's parts that we've heard from so many other people. So we thought this was a wonderful representation to hopefully, reel in a number of your questions, some of your pain, some of your curiosity, just, you know, that whole Earth School thing right here.
That's right. And we decided to title this episode based on her first sentence.
Her greeting, her salutation.
Her greeting, thank you, her greeting. So I'm going to start reading. Are we good
just to
jump in? Everybody get comfy because, you know, we're going in here.
Some of you have been very generous with your questions.
Oh my gosh, I know. You guys are amazing.
It's awesome.
All right, it starts with, "Hi, my spiritual mentors." Hence the name.
Great. I'm so glad she didn't say spiritual dementors.
Well, if she did, she would have been only referring to me.
I don't know about that. But we'll take spiritual mentors.
We will. Hi, my spiritual mentors. First of all, I just want to say that I absolutely adore you both. Hmm. Same.
So sweet.
I love listening to you, and I'm so glad that your podcast accidentally, in quotes, by the way, it's no accident, honey.
We love that.
Accidentally started playing on my Spotify account in 2020, just when I needed it. Hmm. How does somebody think that shit's an accident?
Yeah, she's kidding. That's
I
what
know,
she's
but I just, but people do think that kind of stuff is an accident, right?
Oh. It's just a giggle.
Uh-huh. And then she continues on with, I have many questions. She's not kidding. I have many questions, and I am sure you get hundreds of emails a day. That's an exaggeration, but we get a lot. But I'm hoping you could shed some of your spiritual light on these musings. I really like this woman a ton.
I know, so sweet.
She's a great writer. And she likes us. So, you know, when people like you, you like them back.
Bam, just like that.
Exactly. It's like, I'm here for you. She goes, I just wanted to ask a few questions from an episode I recently re-listened to. Way to go, girl. About animal spirits. And it's the Animal Kingdom episode.
We love that one.
Oh, right. See, number one, this makes me giggle so hard. Number one, Brenda. Like, she's specifying who she wants to answer her questions.
let me guide you. Let me be your insider's guide.
This is like Total Request Live. Sorry for that, to clear my throat. That's like Total Request Live, the days of MTV. It's like, play me Madonna Material Girl. Brenda, you mentioned that a dog spirit is a dog spirit. There's no chance of that spirit becoming another animal. So does that mean I can rule out becoming a sloth or dung beetle in my next life? Seriously, I love this woman.
So my question is, why would you want to? What are those inspirations for you? I'm very curious about that. So that's my first question.
We need to get her on the line. She's had a phone number. Totally. We'll just call her right now.
Exactly. My second point is to actually answer your question and say, you are correct. You listened perfectly well. And yes, you stay in your assigned spirit incarnate.
Species. Yeah,
species,
but I'm going to tell you, and I have most recently been talking about that episode.
Weirdly enough, I know where you're going with this.
Hey, shush.
I got shushed.
You got shushed. It's like your physical when you flick me on the forehead.
Fair enough.
But I was just talking about this, and it's so funny how this question keeps coming up. And somebody said something about, you know, I want to come back as a, I don't know, a lion, a tiger, a bear, whatever the hell they were saying. And I'm going, well, Brenda says that you can't, that you kind of stay in your, you know, species, your soul embodiment species. And I said, but I still think that Homer was my dad. I'm still convinced that my lab was my dad.
See, this is my problem. My co-host is spreading fake news. This is my problem. So my MBA girlfriends always say they want to come back as my dog. So
see, like, and maybe they actually can.
That is a fun wish, and it's a great fantasy, and it's a fun thing to play with. Although I'm not sure, I still don't see the attraction to the dung beetle, but I don't know that much about dung beetles.
I do the sloth though. Sloths are kind of cool.
No, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like that, but
sometimes I want to be. Okay, so answer that question is, sorry, sister, you can't be dung or a beetle.
No,
yeah, you can't. There's a summary.
Nice summary, and you listened correctly the first time. Well done. So.
Apparently, I did not, but she did.
Moving on to question number two
is. Okay, I'm going to read it the way she wrote it. So, spirits waiting for us or being with us, I don't know. Perhaps my recent health, I have felt more alone than ever with my guides, but what is the likelihood that the spirits you really want to have around you, e.g., like your mom, Julie, aren't available? What happens, or can it happen, that these spirits kind of put the middle finger up, frequency-wise, and decide to move on to another plane of existence or reincarnate. Okay, I'm going to let her. It's a great question, but I'm just going to let her know. She counts her questions wrong. That's like 10 questions in one, and she only counted it as one question.
But same theme, so we'll give
same theme. Yeah, she gets credit. Yeah.
And for creative, you know, phrasing.
And she called my mom, and so that's amazing.
Yeah, so cute. It's an Australian thing, but yeah, mm-hmm. So awesome. So such a great question, and we love this one. And, you know, I understand that sometimes when you, you know, dial into the spiritual realm, sometimes the spirits you want don't pick up. And it does seem like, why is that happening? Why isn't it 100% hit? I can't always answer that because know that energetically, we know that spirits are in more than one place at a time. So it's not like, oh, I was on another call. It's not like that. But it may have something to do with, you know, the client's personal frequency, that it wasn't a match at the time or wouldn't have been the most helpful spirit to show up. So it does happen every once in a while, not that often. But the question regarding, like, do they decide to move on to another plane of existence or reincarnate? Remember, even when we reincarnate, our, you know, sort of the mothership of our soul remains in the spirit world. So even though a spirit reincarnates, if someone sits for a session and wants to reconnect in with their mother's spirit or their great-grandfather's spirit, even though that spirit has reincarnated in Earth School, there's an element, a majority of the spiritual essence, some say 60%, some say 90% is still left back in the spirit world, depending on what your, you know, Earth School assignment is. And then so you can still have, you know, through a mediumship or through meditation, you can still connect with the essence of your experience of them on the Earth plane.
And didn't we talk about my friend Christy that was killed in a car accident when I was in high school?
Yeah.
And I'll just remind everyone, so this is a very quick story to support what Brenda was saying, is when I, you know, later in life, going through my spiritual journey and started to tap into these gifts, I kept looking for my friend Christy. And Christy died in a car accident in 1986, I think it was. And I realized, I'm like, wait a second, I'm going to go find Christy. And so I'm going to go find Christy. We're going to go have a cocktail. And so what I was looking for like several years, actually, I was looking for Christy. And I was at the Crystal Matrix, and I was hanging out with Patricia and some of the folks, the psychics that work in her store. And I had asked one of them, who's very gifted, and I'm like, hey, can you find my friend Christy? And she like did her little test. She's very gifted. Tapped in, and she goes, oh, your friend Christy has actually reincarnated. She is a young girl in Boston. And she knew that because of that 60 to 90% that you were talking right. about, mm-hmm. letting her know. Because I didn't at the time at least have that gift, that yeah. understanding / gift, because I kept yeah. coming up with nothing.
Because, well, you kept going back to find the whole sort of energetic package of Christy as you knew her. Right. And that's, right, that
that's why I couldn't find
form.
Her. Right. Yeah. So I couldn't find
but
her.
But if you go back to the soul imprint that incarnated as Christy, then you'd be able to connect it. And I'm sure you can now, no problem.
Which is what right. she did. And so that is just a quick example of what you're talking about. Is
That's
that
exactly right.
They're there. And in terms of like giving the middle finger, you know, now when I cross over, I'll be that spirit. So look for it. But if it's done, it's usually done in jest. And because the reality is that, you know, we've talked about this before, but if somebody is kind of like dismissive in this life, there might be dismissive on the other side too, or quiet or shy or funny, or, you know, mm-hmm. listen, I have spirits. I had dinner with, guy in LA, actually. Had dinner with guy in LA last week. Cause I was in, guess.
LA?
Yeah, well done. I got an airplane for the first time.
Elf in L.A.
Elf loose in L.A. So anyway, I had dinner with guy in L.A. Mm-hmm. And his mother showed up for dinner.
Yeah, of course.
And interesting, his mother is named Bridget, as in everybody remembers what I sent him in the mail.
Right.
Was
St. Bridget's Cross,
right?
Yeah.
So she shows up, and I'm telling you, that woman was chatty as fuck. She talked for 2 hours dead on, and I said, was your mother really chatty? Because she won't, and I heard her so clearly. I mean, so clearly, and she was, I mean, I very rarely have that clear. I've had very clear ones before. This was so clear because of her. Yeah. She's so clear and chatty. She's like, he goes, yeah, she never shut up. I go, exactly.
Ding, 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 ding. Speaking of which,
oh, you made me
right
shut
back
up
after this break.
I see what just happened. You just shut off this chatty one.
You opened up the door. I'd take it. You'll be right back.
Hey, y'all. It's Dr. Joy here. There is no denying the healing powers of music. It comes as no surprise to me that during the pandemic, so many of us found solace in things like the Versus battles or listening to DJ D-Nice. Here's a snippet of my conversation with registered dance and movement therapist, Jennifer Sterling, talking about the significance of music in healing.
Culturally, music is incredibly significant, and there's a different kind of connection that we make when it comes to music, because we can co-regulate with the sound and with the voice. And so even though we're in a virtual space and we're not necessarily connected to each other in community, we're all connected to this one thing, this sound, this voice, this DJ, and our nervous systems can tap into that, and that can feel really supportive. There's community in that.
For more gems like this, be sure to catch the rest of the conversation by downloading the Black Music Month episode of the Therapy for Black Girls podcast right here on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
It can sometimes feel like another schizophrenia episode is just around the corner. In fact, a study found that patients had an average of 9 episodes in less than 6 years. However, there's a treatment plan option that can help delay another episode, a once-monthly injection for adults with schizophrenia. If delaying another episode sounds like it could make a difference for you or your loved one, learn more at oncemonthlydifference.com and talk to your doctor. Sponsored by Janssen Pharmaceuticals, Inc.
Ah, books. The smell, the mood, the vibe. But when's the last time you actually finished one? If it's been a while, you're not alone. Start a better reading habit with Literati, a book subscription service that gives you access to exclusive book clubs led by the world's most inspiring people. Authors, leaders, and activists spark lively conversations in 12 unique book clubs, engaging a diverse community of readers from all around the world. That means you can talk about Stephen Curry's favorite books with Stephen Curry, for real. They also host exclusive interviews with authors themselves where you can ask your biggest questions and get the insider's answers you won't find in any other book club. Reimagine what a book club can be. Redeem your free trial at literati.com/insidersguide. Head to literati.com/insidersguide to learn more and read more with Literati. literati.com/insidersguide. And welcome back from our spontaneous break.
Right.
And we're moving on to question number 3.
Number three. All right. Even though I still want to talk about Guy in LA's chatty mom, but whatever, we'll move on. All right. Number 3 is, I recently went to a psychic and she basically told me that the spirits were telling me to slow down. My response is, duh, they all say that. I mean,
exactly.
Let's be honest. People move too fast.
So I'll tell you just a funny story. When I was getting a reading at Camp Chesterfield 100 years ago, and they said, your guides are telling me that you can only expect, if there are 10 steps, they're only giving you one step at a time, because otherwise you'll jump to number 10.
Totally.
And your point is, you know, like, why wouldn't I jump to 10 if I could?
Okay, you talk about that in a psychic way. I'll give you a human way.
Tell me.
Very quickly. Suzanne and I joke about this, and our joke is chili cheese bread. Because we got a bread we got a bread maker like 27 years ago. And instead of starting out with like the basic, like to learn how to use the machine, I jumped to the most advanced, I'm gonna make chili cheese bread. And of course I screwed it up and never touched it again. So that's why they give you one step at a time, because people like me exist in the world.
Fair enough. Continue on with question number
chili 3. Cheese bread. Okay. That's our safe words. Chili cheese bread.
Okay. AKA read the directions.
Exactly. Okay. I'll go back quickly. We're telling me to slow down. She said a woman was on my right, a man on my left, with not much more detail than that. Brenda, you mentioned that Julie's dog Homer / Julie's dad. Julie's dog Homer.
Funny.
Was on one side and Murphy, that's my cat, on another. Why do spirits stand by our sides? Why don't they just stand together? I don't know. When the psychic told me I had these people beside me, I think I felt more intimidated than at ease. Again, this is our little friend who asked 10 questions in one. So yeah, exactly. We can break she's this awesome. Down a second. I know, she's fantastic. Julie's dog Homer. Okay, I think really her questions are, why do stand by our sides?
Okay, so let's just talk about that in a minute. First of all, we talked about the slow down thing, so that's nice. So they stand by our sides because if they lined up, remember, they're translucent. So if they lined up one after another, they would blend together and you get, hey, you've got a multifunctional, many layered, kind of a blobnik.
You got a Frankenstein spirit, man. Yeah. That's what they look like.
They've got big furry ears and the tail and, you know, and a human, right? They stand to the side or they line up so that you can distinguish them. Okay. So it's just that easy. And oftentimes, not always, this isn't 100%, but oftentimes, like your mother's lineage will be on one side, your father's lineage will be on the other side. So sometimes they will split if the medium has it set up, like that's the system of how they work. So, you know, it's things like that. So don't get too tied up on the side in front of you, above you, you know.
Was Homer on my right side? Is that where you saw him?
Actually, Homer's always in front of you.
I thought, okay, well, if he was behind me, it would be my right, because that means it was my paternal, meaning he was my father.
Oh no, Homer's. but that was a different session, right? Because I'd never met your cat. I didn't even know you had a cat before we did that episode.
Before we did Murphy. So, yeah. You didn't know Murphy.
Yeah, but I didn't know Murphy. Never heard of Murphy. But when they showed up, that's why they split, so I could distinguish between the two furry critters of, you know, little furry love bombs. but that's why they stand side by side. And again, remember, they're not always in that position as much as they are for the medium to be able to discern them. So if you're slightly intimidated by them, just remember, hey, I need you to stand one, you know, a couple circles out from my field instead of standing right next to me. That's a totally respectful request to make. So if it feels intimidating at all, you make sure that you know you're in charge of your space.
Yeah. And that has totally helped me when I've done things where they have, when I see a spirit behind someone, I can really tell like what side of the family that they're from based on where they're standing. So I do have to remind myself about their right versus my right.
Well, and the other thing is,
what I've learned.
Yeah, and when they're standing that way to help you as a medium versus that's how they always are lined up with the sitter, right?
Right.
It's not. They're doing it to help us.
Exactly.
So
that's why they give us also signs. And they show us symbols. They give us, like when I talked to Guy in LA's mom, his grandmother showed up. I didn't know it was his grandmother. And I said, because I was also having dinner with his wife. We're sitting outside in Topanga Canyon. It was a stunning evening. And
were you at the Inn at 7th, right?
Say that again. Oh, the Inn at 7th, not far.
Okay.
Yeah. And I said, did one of you actually have someone that crossed over that was in a wheelchair at the time that they crossed over? And Matt was like, they both look at each other. Matt was like, well, my grandmother. And I said, well, she just wheeled on in. And then awesome. I said, because he wanted him to know it was her. And then I said,
yeah, because she doesn't need the wheelchair anymore.
No, of course
right?
she doesn't. But that's who was helping. And so he goes, she's still in it. I'm like, no. She's doing this to help me communicate to you, right?
Which is so again, this is
gracious.
This is the perfect example of how they do this to help line up for this. Static on the line. Sorry, Maya. This is how. I think I got it. This is a perfect example of how they line up to help the reader to serve the sitting person or the client. The sitter,
oh, for sure.
And so, but that doesn't mean that spirit is tied to the wheelchair at all anymore, right?
Right.
Obviously, they don't need it.
Right. So, and funny enough, she even followed it up with another good one.
Yeah,
she didn't speak. And so I said to Manica, could she not talk before she crossed over? He's like, no, she had Parkinson's and lost her ability to speak.
Yep.
And I said, these are the things that she was doing to make sure that he knew. And then she popped out of the oven an apple pie, which is apparently what she used to make all the time.
It's so great.
How great, right?
What a generous spirit. And good job, medium-wise. Yay!
Thanks.
I love that.
And Elf tries.
I love that. And we will be right back with question number 4 from this generous listener. We'll be right back.
I'm host Robin Roberts, and in COVID-19 Immunity in Our Community, a new podcast series from iHeartRadio and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, we're going to hear from Americans on the front lines, many of whom were uncertain about the vaccines and the facts that convinced them to roll up their sleeves, get vaccinated. We talked to Dr. Rochelle Walensky, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
To meet people where they are, we need to convey the science. We need to communicate it. We need to bring it to the people at the level that they want to hear it. This is going to happen one person at a time. We need to make sure that people get the answers to their specific questions and they get the answers to those questions in the context of where they have trusted messengers.
Listen to COVID-19 Immunity in Our Community on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. We can do this. I'm host Robin Roberts, and in COVID-19 Immunity in Our Community, a new podcast series from iHeartRadio and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, we're going to hear from Americans on the front lines, many of whom were uncertain about the vaccines and the facts that convinced them to roll up their sleeves, get vaccinated.
We spoke with Trang Tu, a Vietnamese-American who quarantined with her mother for over a year.
And then there's just this huge emotional relief. Pre-vaccination, there is such a high level of emotional stress. And so having it just provides a huge measure of relief, which in turn helps me be a more centered and focused and, you know, joyful caregiver.
Listen to COVID-19 Immunity in Our Community on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. We can do this.
And welcome back for question number 4.
Well, 4 plus 10. I mean, come on. This is fantastic. Okay.
That's awesome.
Question number 40 is, does everyone have the ability to have the touch, in quotes, to channel their inner medium? I say that as I thought my vampire surgery... A surgery of 7 hours, which involved my brain function to be at a minimum, God, I can't even speak, at a minimum, my body at freezing and my heart stopped. It's called a pulmonary something that Anoki can't read, surgery, would have made me closer to my guides, to my spiritual faith, and to help my path. Whilst I am thankful to be alive, yay for modern medicine, I feel at the same time hollow, like I am in dire need of spiritual first aid. How can I find my meaning, my guides, to know I am not alone? Because even though I am surrounded by love for my family, I am a hashtag blessed, I feel empty. Okay, that was a question, and then it went into, I just want to hug her.
Yeah. So this is, first of all, it's not unusual. First of all, we're just, congratulations on making through that, because that is an extraordinary journey that you've been on. So the strength of your spirit, the strength of your commitment to Earth School is to be applauded. And it can be a long haul back. So remember, after going, you know, so long of being out of your body, so that they can work on it, it means that it's going to take a little while for things to line up completely. And if I were you, I would find some incredibly talented, whether it's Reiki workers or healing workers, you know, healing touch is very popular in Australia as well. These are great modalities to get you back and get your spirit like filled out to the edges of your physical being as well as your energetic being. And that's what it feels like to me. Like your spirit is just contracted in the physical body. And so we need to, the spirit filled out so that everything's energized all the way to your edges. And I really feel like you can get back. I'd also like to see or hear you do some chanting, whether it's just a drone, you know, of and really drawing it out. Even 7 breaths, like 3 times a day, if you could do that, really, you know, draw out all of that, it would be amazing. It's, you know, and you can find lots of other great chants, and but, you know, keep it simple, something that you can do regularly to raise that vibe, fill out your physical being. I think you'll find it really healing. And instead of being panicked about it, just remember, I have to build my comfort level back up to take all my space. And then find your favorite prayers. You know, things that will really anchor you to your strong belief system. You wouldn't have found this podcast if you didn't have a strong belief system. You wouldn't be asking these amazing questions and sharing your stories without an amazing knowing of the other side in the energetic space. So really find that, own it, and just stick to your practices and you'll find your way back.
I think that's amazing advice. And just to follow up on the breathwork part of it, mm-hmm. is something that I never really had done in my life. And then when I learned how to do it, I also learned that when you do breath work, you're actually clearing out the prana
and you're energizing the prana and pulling out the toxins.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And making sure that you have a place for all that to go, a grounding cord to release all that in, or however your practice is. But that breath, that deep, like core breath.
If I was gonna do one breath for you, I would really do Kapalabhati, which is that breath of fire. It's called skull shining, right? If you had some, because it lights up the crown chakra, right? So that's why they call it skull shining, like boom, boom, boom. That just ignition of the crown chakra. And you can find it on YouTube. There's 1,000 people who teach it, but it's super clearing. Your mind will be so clear. And especially if you had this specific surgery, I think you'll find it incredibly valuable.
And energizing. Lay off the carbs. I mean, still have some, but like keep them to a minimum because that's very cloudy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the keto girl talking.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And then just be really compassionate and ask for help when you need it. Like when you get scared or you feel lonely or you feel shaky, just throw in movies, throw in music, things that are going to help you hold that high vibe. You know, whatever it is, your favorite movie, watch it over and over and over, whatever it is.
I'll tell you mine, just since you asked. Oh, wait, you didn't. But since I, in my head, you asked. Mine is Booksmart is my new go-to. It is so funny. Beanie Feldstein is Jonah Hill's sister, and she is brilliant and is the funniest damn movie. And I've watched it, and I'm not kidding, not under 12 times. It is a go-to fun thing.
Oh, my gosh, I love that.
Right? You got to find those things.
I'm really a big fan of Schitt's Creek. Right? I know. I'm late to the party.
It's fine, but you're still here with us at the party. The food's a little stale. A few things are out. The booze is gone. People are passed out, but you're still here with us.
It's just such
We're glad to have you.
It took me 3 episodes to go, really, why am I watching this? And it's just such this heartfelt story. It's so beautiful.
It takes a minute for some people to get in because you're like, wait, what's happening and where am I going? Yeah, I promise you, the journey is phenomenal.
It's so good. It's all about love, 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 love.
It's funny. We have Wi-Fi at the warehouse because we need Wi-Fi to fill orders, right?
And she's talking about the Vibe Warehouse.
The Vibe Warehouse, right. And so when Suzanne and I are in there working, and mainly more Suzanne than me these days, but when we're in there, we turn on the TV and put on Netflix, and our background is Schitt's Creek.
Oh, I love that. I love that, yeah. I know it's the right place to end, but I just was sad when that thing ended because every time you would watch it, it would be such a love bomb.
Just rewatch it. That's what I do.
Yeah, of course.
Are you kidding? Do you know how many times I've watched episodes of Friends and Golden Girls? I mean, it's countless.
I love that you love TV so much. It's so awesome.
I do, and music. I just love to love. So I'm gonna skip a little bit of what she said, and I'm going to kind of end with, I think, a final question for her, which I think is a really powerful one and one that we do get asked and I get asked regularly, which is, she goes, so perhaps another question is how, if you have, I'm going to start again. So perhaps another question is, how do you help people in my condition who feel so lost and alone? Are there any mantras or rituals you would recommend?
I'm just feeling in specifically, there's so many. So many come to mind. First of all, I would just remind you, when we feel lost and alone, there's times where we feel like there's something wrong with us because we feel lost and alone. Instead of remembering, that's part of Earth School. We forget ourselves for the joy of finding ourselves again. We blow up our lives. We lose it all for the joy of going, oh, I can rebuild. And I can, like the Sigmund element, I can rebuild stronger and better and faster. Right? Like we really, it's okay to lose ourselves.
Which
to
is Schitt's Creek.
Which is Schitt's
Creek. The funny
Creek.
Thing is your answer, you're just describing that show.
Yeah, I am, right? It's please watch Schitt's Creek or The $6 Million Man, your choice.
Oh my God, you're hilarious. Millennials, don't listen to her. Watch Schitt's Creek.
It's such bad TV. So bad. My point is that, you know, in Earth School, we have this story we tell ourselves, which is an absolute lie. And the media reinforces it every day, that says life should be perfect. It should be easy. We should be successful. And it's like, no, we face plant, we trip, we blow ourselves up, and we get to rebuild and we get to make choices and we get to know that those wounds are our sacred lessons. If we can honor them, if we can accept them and embrace them instead of being shame about them, that's why it's so important to tell your story. That's why it's so important to pay attention and do these reflection times so that we can understand our lessons from our story and then share our evolution right? That says, this was so valuable. I never would have chosen this path. And now that I'm on the other side of it, I never would trade it for anything because this is my gold.
And I think what's happening with people, because like as you're talking, of course I'm listening mostly. Come on, that was fun.
Hello.
I always listen. Because you're not going to recite you. So I clearly that was clearly a joke. But I got like a hit, like a little psychic hit as you're talking about this. And I think we're getting so many of these questions about feeling alone is because we're coming out of a year and a half of being physically alone. And I think there are things like when you talk about rituals, you know, when you're asked about what to do, there are definitely spiritual things that you can do. And we've talked so much over the years. Can you believe it's been almost like we're getting into 2 years of this?
I know what you mean.
Right. But I think there are things that we can do that we also need to remind ourselves that we are social creatures and to find your way back to people. Because I think we're dealing with a lot of that separate. And some people are great in it, right? Like if you're someone who is not a hermit, but you've been forced into hermithood, then it is time to find your way back out to people.
The other thing I'd say, so many people aren't prepared to be alone, right? They weren't prepared. And so now when they come back out, there's a little awkward, right? And then you've got the whole, you know, the virus is still out there sort of thing, depending on where you fall in that spaciousness. Do I go out fully? Do I not go out? Do I, you know, screw it, I'm going out. Am I okay? You know, like there's all kinds of things to navigate, to say nothing of there. I've heard so many stories of people literally being rude, being unconscious, feeling awkward, saying like, oh my God, I can't believe I said that. You know, like, so it's like there's a muscle that we haven't had before. So just tread gently and be compassionate with yourself and others. Like just really let it be a dial, not a switch of how you come back into the world. Like dial it up slowly and you know,
and sometimes it doesn't have to be words, right? From the hugger. I have been the last week, I cannot tell you, I've been on like a hugging crusade.
Yeah.
And those who know me, if you thought I was a good hugger before COVID, come hug me now.
Bring it.
And like, I've been hugging strangers. Like we talked about the Tulsa massacre centennial. Recently. I have literally been hugging strangers and they are like, that's the best hug I've ever had in my life. I'm like, and you're welcome. Because that is my love language. So know who you are to how you go back out into the world. I have been very careful about not like babbling that I've been more physical, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's how I chose to go back into the world. But depending on who you are, there are people who aren't touchy and that's fine. You don't have to, but go in with the part of you that you know and you're comfortable with.
And when you're looking for a purpose, this whole concept of purposefulness, maybe we even need to make a whole episode about this, but like people think my purpose, like I need to know my purpose. I need to know my purpose. Your purpose isn't separate from you, right? It's not something that's external to you. It's something from internal. So having a meditation practice that can, you know, help you connect in with that whisper of the voice that is calling to you all the time can be super helpful. It's not like my purpose is I'm going to make a building and do this. Like it can be that, but it doesn't have to be. It can just be my purpose is to speak my voice, speak my opinion, share my stories like that.
Right.
That can be a purpose. Like if you notice what you're being drawn to, I'm just doodling everywhere. I might take a drawing class. Like that might be a secret purpose. You don't even have to do anything with it, but it's just another way for you to find your expression. Like be generous with how you hold yourself and this concept of purpose that's so popular right now. But it can be used as a weapon against you. So
that's that damn TikTok. I think that's where that shit's coming from. I mean, everything is like 8 seconds. What's your purpose?
Practice. You know me. I'm not on TikTok.
I know you're not. But I think that's where a lot of it's coming from, though. Which I think there's fair. I think they're fair questions. I think they are too generalized, you know. But I think to support what you're saying is, and it's okay to find your way through multiple things to see what is yours and not yours. Like I'm a terrible gymnast. If you saw my body, you'd understand. But I do not need to pursue gymnastics because that would be dangerous for all involved, primarily myself. But I'm a hell of a swimmer. And that is what I found.
And a great golfer.
And yeah, and a hell of a hugger. And it's like, so you just got to find your way. And also all those things have, you know, a purpose, because your purpose, you know, like you were saying, your purpose does not have to be Mother Teresa. It just doesn't. I mean,
and sometimes your purpose is just for a phase.
Yeah.
It's not like I have like to the do moon. My whole life.
It's just
this.
A phase.
It's just a phase. Like, okay, I'm going to do this for until I don't want to do it anymore. It could be 6 days, could be 6 years. Doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be forever. Like, be generous. Be generous when you play with this concept. Try it on, but don't use it as a weapon. Okay.
That was really well said. Naturally. You didn't say shit, damn, or fuck. Nothing in it. So good.
Thank you for covering that for me, Michael.
You're welcome. Because you know, I get uncomfortable if I don't. There's no cussing, you know, within a certain span of time.
So my elf knows her purpose for sure.
Hey, man, my purpose is to giggle and hug.
Check and check.
Giggle and hug. That's it.
Thank you so much for these beautiful questions from our sensitive Australian listener. Thank you so much. You're such an inspiration to us. So thank you for sharing.
Yeah, your honesty and your vulnerability.
Mm-hmm. And thanks for listening, everybody. And remember, our school is hard.
Without hugging and laughing. With the other side.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Maya Cole, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at Other Side Guides or shoot us a note at othersideguides@iheartradio.com. And you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think, we want to know what you know, and we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.